This morning we're sitting down with Alexi from Manly Warringah Cycling Club, one of Sydney's largest cycling groups, who have been very, very active in the community. Good morning, Alexi.
Good morning.
Okay, so to set the scene, tell me about Manly Warringah Cycling Club and what are you guys trying to achieve up there on the Northern Beaches?
So Manly Warringah is obviously located on Sydney's Northern Beaches. We call ourselves the Team of the Beaches. We're a club now of about 400 financial members. A number of years ago, we were like a lot of clubs, we'd fallen away down by the wayside and we're running quite low. And since then, we've just, with a small team of community members, boosted up from, say, 20, 30 members up to where we're at now. And we look at general training rides during the week to also running a racing. We run the only road race, monthly road race in Sydney. And we also run some cyclocross. So just a large variety of cycling activities.
Awesome. You've got a very committed committee. We see you out all the time doing what you've got to do. Committee who rides all types of bike ridings, from riding to work, mountain biking, road riding. What's been the key to driving it, the committee, in the last few years?
I think in the last couple of years, I think we've got a small group who, like you said, ride all types of bikes. So most of us on the committee, we're not only, road racers, we also, I personally commute to work every day. So we look at that. And then probably in the last few years in Sydney, we've probably seen a shift towards probably more of a public awareness campaign about cycling. And so we've started to look at where we fit within that and how we can help the process, having direct access to members, but also having an awareness of ourselves riding on the roads and realising that we're a voice that needs to be heard.
It's a very good point you make. There is a lot of criticism for bike groups and bike riders and the lycra clad out there. They aren't necessarily speaking up, and they are the ones who perhaps aren't setting the best example for bike riding in general. But Manly have been everywhere. You've seen your faces and your jerseys out at rallies. We've seen you posting in your social commentary on some of the big issues in bike riding. Why is that important to Manly, and why are you guys getting stuck in that cycling voice?
I think it's important because, well, for us, it's not just about the Manly region. I mean, we have a lot of people who just want to cruise down to the beach on the weekend on their cruiser and their surfboard, who wouldn't be seen as your typical lycra person. But we also have members who commute into the city of Sydney every day. And so you realise that it isn't just about Manly and bike riding as a whole. It's actually about just, cycling everywhere and wanting to raise its profile and realise that it needs to be at a greater front. We see the Spit Bridge, chockers every day, basically Pittwater Road, most of the Northern Beaches, is full of cars. And we don't see it as the perfect, the panacea of problems solving by everyone riding a bicycle, but we think it should be playing a larger role. And so our members and our committee see it as helping build the village atmosphere and society, improving it by having more people out on bikes. And so we've got to put our voice out there.
Yeah, it's great, and it's really good from our point of view to see that kind of support as well. And when we saw Jim and the team on the front of the paper talking about the major bike issues, it was great to see other clubs as well looking to you guys as a voice and a leader in that particular area. So tell me, what's happening next for Manly? Where are you guys going? Are you enjoying your bike riding? And is everybody else enjoying their bike riding too?
I think we're coming into winter, so it's always going to be that harder time to enjoy. Look, I think where is the club going? I think we'll obviously continue on our merry way. I think as a whole, we're probably looking at how we can kind of unite and connect all the other clubs in Sydney and work with them. And perhaps that as well will help lead to a greater kind of voice, from all the city, mainly probably the Sydney-centric clubs. So, looking on the east of the bridge as well as the north. And look, I think without a doubt we will continue to be a vocal voice on, cycling as a pastime and as a form of transport. Obviously there's a lot of talk at the moment about the tunnel under the spit, and I think that is an issue that will certainly probably bring alternate forms of transport back onto the front page when we're looking at spending billions of dollars on, a questionable solution.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. You also said as well you're starting to work together with other clubs on other parts of Sydney as well to bring that cycling voice together. How has your experience been working together with other groups, and have you found it a really, really important way to grow that voice together and to get that regular communication with one another?
Look, it's a slow slog. I think anyone who's dealt with committees knows that it can often be a death by a thousand cuts and can take a while to get things done. But I think once you do open up those lines of communication, you realise everyone often has similar ideas or wants to get things done, but often don't know how to find their voice or the best way to communicate it. Or they simply just, you know, perhaps don't have the time or, you know, have an idea and just haven't had a chance to put it into action. And probably as you start bringing like-minded individuals together into a room, you can start bringing about that change and, you know, and getting results for, you know, for all levels, for whether it be, you know, training on Sydney roads or whether it be, you know, racing or whether it be, you know, getting better community rides and, you know, action, you know, bike paths into the city.
There's a lot to be said for working together, isn't there? Look, thanks very much for your time. Finally, you've got to let me know, where can people go to come and join Manly Warringah Cycling Club for a bunch ride, or even just jump on the ride and join some riders on the way to work?
Yeah, so we're obviously, most days of the week, we're out on the road, but you can simply look us up on our website, www.manlywarringahcc.org.au. Search us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're always out there posting.
Thanks, Lexi. Thanks for your time, and thanks for being such a strong voice for bike riding in Sydney.
Hey, no problem at all.